When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. Hello. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome, and thank you for coming by and just it's my pleasure to introduce the next episode on meditation. This is Nick Janser from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. In this segment, we are going to explore the borderline personality disorder, which is known as BPD. Now, this is a mental health condition that affects how a person thinks, feels, and behaves. And here are some key characteristics and symptoms of BPD. These are like intense and unstoppable emotions. People with BPD often have experiences of intense and rapidly shifting emotions. They feel extreme anger, sadness, or anxiety that can last for hours or even days. These emotions can be triggered by seemingly minor issues. It all spans from love, needing love and holding on to love and like everything else in life. And also distorted self-images. Individuals with BPD often have an unrealistic sense of self. They might struggle to have a clear understanding of their identity, values, and goals. This can lead to feelings of emptiness and constant search for validation and acceptance from others. And then we have this impulsive and reckless behavior. People with BPD may engage in impulsive and risky behaviors such as substance abuse, reckless driving, gambling, or unsafe sex. These behaviors are often driven by a desire to escape emotional pains or to seek validations and excitement. Unstable relationships. BPD is characterized by difficulties in maintaining stable and healthy relationships. The individual may find intense and stormy relationships, altering between extreme closeness and a fear of abandonment. They also struggle with trust, have a fear of rejection, and exhibit intense jealousy or possessiveness. The chronic feelings of emptiness. Individuals often experience a deep sense of emptiness and feel a constant void or inner void. They might have difficulty finding meanings in life and may seek out relationships, activities to fill out those voids. It is important now to note that people who have the challenge of BPD is a complex disorder, and its symptoms can vary from person to person. It's typically diagnosed by a mental health professional through a thorough evaluation of symptoms and personal history. Now, the treatment for BPD often involves a combination of therapy, medication, support from loved ones, and with proper treatment, support an individual can lead a fulfilling life and experience improvements in their emotional well-being. And here is where I feel I fit in. Just providing folks with this kind of symptom some relief, and it's complementary to whatever other methods they might be, you know, that they might be using. All and I think we all have a certain amount of BPD, that's the borderline personalities, because I think it's the emotions that drives us to see things or not. It's like almost like an illusion. So through the meditation, I'm hoping that we'll go into something called the seat of consciousness, which is somewhere behind and beyond the emotions, somewhere we can be the observer of our emotions. And by practicing, you know, it is like an antidote or part of a cure that can help us, like, condition our minds and create a neural path that enable us to stay more calmer. It's only through practice. So, and hopefully that this can lead fulfilling lives and experience improvements in emotional well-being. So what is the purpose of this compassionate meditation? Well, the purpose of the compassionate meditation that I'm about to provide in this segment is to provide comfort, support, emotional healings for individuals dealing with the borderline personality disorders. And the objective of this meditation is to create a safe, nurturing space for individuals to practice self-compassion, self-acceptance, and mindfulness. It is designed to help individuals to cultivate a sense of inner peace, reduce self-judgment and criticism, and develop a more compassionate and understanding relationships with themselves. It encourages individuals to acknowledge their emotions, validate their experiences, and offer themselves loving kindness. By engaging in this compassionate meditation practice, individuals with BPT can learn to be gentle with themselves, learn to be kind, embrace their strengths, and develop a healthy coping strategy for managing intense emotions. This meditation also emphasizes the importance of seeking support from loved ones, mental health professionals, practicing self-care, and embracing your personal growth. Ultimately, the purpose of this compassion meditation is to prove and provide a tool for individuals to find solace, healing, and empowerment in their journey towards emotional well-being and recovery. Now, who is this compassion meditation for? Who is it designed for? Well, the compassion meditation is designed for individuals who are dealing with borderline personality disorders. Is specifically tailored to address the unique challenges and experiences faced by them. However, it's important to note that anyone can benefit from practicing compassion and mindfulness, even if they do have or do not have BPD. Compassion meditation also can be helpful for, it can help individuals who struggle with intense emotions, self-criticism, or simply wish to cultivate a greater sense of self-compassion and inner peace. Whether someone is duly diagnosed with BPD or in the midst treatment or in the stage of recovery, this meditation can provide comfort, support, and guidance for you. It is intended to create a safe and nurturing space for individuals to connect with themselves, acknowledge their emotions, and foster self-acceptance. It is worth mentioning now that this meditation is not a substitute for professional mental health care. It is also advisable for individuals to seek the guidance of a mental health professional and incorporate this meditation as a complementary practice to their overall treatment and plan. And now, let's start here with compassion meditation. The focus on providing comfort support for individuals dealing with borderline personality. I invite you to close your eyes and gently close your eyes gently as we begin the meditation. Finding yourself in this comfortable space, witnessing where you are sitting or laying down, and just become comfortable in your own space. It's your time now. There's nowhere to be, nowhere to go, nothing to do, and not much to think about. Just being here. And so let's just take a deep breath and just find and feel that comfortable position you're in. Take a moment here. Allow yourself to be fully present this moment. This is your moment. Now let's just focus on the present moment. This present moment can enhance the possibilities of increasing our awareness and becoming centered through breath. And with each breath, we can reach something called the seat or the center of consciousness, the truth, our truth. And this is the space between the yin and yang, the midway point, the real space, the essence, our essence. It's only the environment and circumstances that create the uncertainty, the unknown, and the creation of our mind that causes havoc and a confusion. Let's just take a gentle, three long breaths. And breathing through the nose. Inhale for 7 seconds through the nose, and then pay particular attention to the tip of our nose and feeling the temperature as we inhale and exhale. We inhale for 7 seconds and hold breath for 4 seconds, which is known the gap. It's between the breath, the center. We exhale through the mouth for a further 7 seconds. And then we note that our exhale is much longer than inhale. And that's where we begin to soften our space and soften our bodies. As we have nowhere to go but to become soft. Nothing to do. It is just to be in this space, in this moment. Also, paying attention to, as we inhale, our stomachs expand, which is part of a somatic healing method. So now let's begin. I invite you to slowly take 3 gentle breaths in through the nose. Hold to the top. And exhale for 7. Slowly, slower than inhale. Hold at the bottom. And again, inhale through the nose. Focus on tip of your nose. Feeling the temperature. And exhale for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One last deep, gentle breath through the nose. take a moment here to feel your center, this present moment. And we have to acknowledge the challenges we face with BPD. Know that you're not alone in this journey. We embrace self-compassion. We can be very gentle with yourselves and release any self-judgment or criticism. And recognize that your emotions are valid. Allow yourself to feel them without any judgments or resistance. Offer yourself loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. And just take one gentle breath in through the nose again. And just normal. Exhale nice and deep and slow. Again, just feeling sensitized into what that feels like for you. And now we embrace the power of mindfulness. Just bring your attention to the present moment and let go of worries about the past or the future and just be here and now. You can cultivate self-acceptance. You embrace all the aspects of yourself, including the parts that feel difficult or challenging. Accept them, face them, float with them, and let them pass. And visualize a safe and comfortable space, a place. Imagine yourself in this serene environment where you can find solace and peace. It might be a special garden on top of a cliff overlooking the wonderful ocean and listening to the ocean. It might be somewhere in the mountains in a beautiful garden. And practice grounding techniques. Just feel the connection. Once you're in this seat of consciousness, you can feel the connection between your body, the earth beneath you, allowing yourself to feel grounded and stable. Take a moment here to witness and feel what you're sitting on, or against, or laying against, or even the textures of a blanket or a sheet. Take a moment and just feel and witness the textures. You might wish to begin listening. Listen to the first thing apart from a voice. Listen to something external of you. You might want to imagine a particular picture that comes into your mind. Then let it go. You might wish to name a taste. What can you taste? You might want to feel the temperature. Feel the temperature on your skin. Taking one more breath here. And release gently. just focusing on the out-breath and the deflation of your stomach. And now offer yourself forgiveness. Let go of any past mistakes or regrets and embrace the opportunity for growth and healing. Sometimes seeking support from loved ones. And as you surround yourself with understanding, compassionate individuals, they can provide a safe place for you, a safe, very safe space, without judgment. A very comfortable, safe space. You can embrace the therapeutic powers of therapy. Allow yourself to fully engage in the healing process and trust in the guidance of your mental health professionals or any coach. And the truth is, we're all here to support each other, to get through this, and no one is alone. No one needs to do this alone. And practice emotional regulation. You might wish to learn healthy coping strategies to manage intense emotions and find balance in your daily life. I wish to cultivate resilience, recognize your strengths and ability to overcome these challenges. You are capable of growth and transformation. You are capable of growth and transformation. And now embrace self-care. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Take time for rest, relaxation, and self-reflections in a kind and gentle way. And challenge the negative thoughts. Question the negative thoughts. Replace self-critical thoughts with positive affirmation, compassionate self-talk, kind self-talk. Talk like caring for a lovely friend. And practice boundary setting, owning your own needs, and establish healthy boundaries in relationships to protect your emotional well-being. As a no in anxiety and some symptoms, we can actually be triggered by our environments, circumstances, just out of the blue. And not everyone's the same. You can emphasize self-empowerment. Recognize your own agency and the ability to make choices that support your mental health and well-being. You can embrace progress, not perfection. There is perfection in the imperfection. We can celebrate even the smallest steps forward, your journey towards healing and growth. And again, be gentle and kind to ourselves. Be compassionate to ourselves. Do things to harness, to cultivate the power of compassion. Sometimes doing something for someone else. We get out of thinking too much about ourselves. We explore the idea of love, compassion, and self-love. As you keep your eyes closed, take a deep breath and offer gratitude for the strength and resilience within you. May you find peace and inner harmony. Now take your time take your time to go through this meditation. You can come back to this meditation anytime. You can repeat it. Repeating these words anytime, silently or aloud to yourself, and allow yourself to be present with each intention. Remember, this meditation is meant to provide comfort, support as you navigate your journey with BPD. May you be blessed, may you be gentle, may you be kind and compassionate to yourself and others around you. Namaste and blessing. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.